Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Havens. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Remy reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Remy steals third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols takes first base on ball four. Boggs moves to second. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Allinson reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. Nichols moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to home to get Nichols. Allinson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Remy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Remy reaches second base with a double. Allinson scores. Hoffman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas takes first base on ball four. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Armas moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Armas scores. Boggs scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hoffman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to third. Rice moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy scores. Rice moves to third. Armas moves to second. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Armas scores. Stapleton moves to second. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Remy is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Ojeda covering, for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Laudner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Laudner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nichols hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Allinson takes first base on ball four. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ojeda, and towards Hoffman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Len Whitehouse now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 4 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. Armas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Armas reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Armas scores. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Boggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Nichols hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Castano moves to second. Scott Ulger pinch hits for Kent Harbeck. Scott Ulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulger strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans, who is chasing the ball. Hatcher reaches third base with a triple. Castano scores. Ward goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.